play the song.
No one should be up this early.
Play the song.
I know you're thinking about snoozing.
Play the song.
But get up, get moving.
Play the song.
Make your way to the shower.
Play the song.
Turn up Dave Ryan louder.
Play the song.
It's time for my first song.
Play the song.
Go ahead, play my first song.
Oh, dang, it's cold outside. It's 18 below in the Twin Cities right now.
I know.
Let's warm it up, Fallon, with a song from first song of the day. What do you got?
Okay, continuing on with my early 2000s movie playlist, I want to give a big shout out to everyone that sent me ideas yesterday. I even had someone send me a BuzzFeed list of songs from that era.
What's the theme again, though?
It's early 2000 movies.
Early 2000 movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, long story longer, I went with Michelle Branch today. No way I lie. I'm lying. Vanessa Carlton. I hate myself, but I get them confused sometimes. And it's 1,000 Miles.
Who doesn't get those two confused?
I know.
But this is a great song. Great choice for song of the day. KDWB.
Oh,
I just told Fallon that I'm very likely to outlive her. So, just to let you know.
And I quote, look at you. That's what he said.
You're a picture of unhealth. You got smoker's face, smoker's teeth.
I don't even smoke.
You smell like booze all the time.
Your hair is thinning.
Your hair is thinning.
That is an absolute lie.
There's hair everywhere in your shower.
Oh, gosh. Huh?
Everywhere in your shower. Your shower is full of hair.
Your shower is full of hair.
No, you're supposed to say, what are you doing? What are you doing to my shower?
No, it makes sense.
There went our chemistry. That's it. We had chemistry. We don't have any chemistry. That is it. Jenny?
What?
Not going to try having chemistry with you.
Uh-oh.
Knock.
This is 2 days
in
there.
Knock. Yes, we're on a roll.
Okay.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shelby.
Shelby who?
Shelby coming round the mountain when she comes. Hear that chemistry? That is chemistry, B word.
This is literally two mornings in a row where you've told a joke that no one got.
What was the one yesterday?
It was, it might have been later in the show than you attacked us all for not being thinkers about the nun and the sister.
Oh, yeah. You see a nun out in public somewhere, you nudge your friend and you say, hey, isn't that your sister?
Yeah. I still don't get it. Yeah.
You still don't get it?
24 hours later, I still don't understand that joke.
He didn't go to church.
Let's try.
What should I do? Do I need a new partner? I should work alone?
Let's try this again. Yeah. Okay? Your hair is thinning everywhere. Your shower is full of hair.
I have a very good drain system in
my
shower.
No, you're supposed to say, what are you doing in my shower? Your hair is thinning, Fallon. Your hair is thinning. You got hair all over in your shower.
Okay. What's your problem with it?
God.
How's it affect you?
Can I tell you?
This is not going good.
Here's a newsflash.
Uh-oh.
I'm over at the Caribou today.
Here we go.
Dave is worse than your parent telling you the daily weather fork, what's coming
up.
Let
me just tell you what's new.
Dave gives you a Caribou update daily.
Okay, first of all, new girl on the register.
Yeah.
She's doing great. Very patient. I appreciate it. I'm glad she's working. So she's like, would you like to use your points for get a size upgrade? I'm like, yeah. So I get a size upgrade. I always get a large, so I was going to pay for a medium and get a large. She brings this gigantic, towering coffee over, and I'm like, what is that for the love of Christ?
Yeah.
And she said, that's our new extra large. They have an extra large size over at Caribou. I said, when did this development take place? She said, right before the holidays. So newsflash for you, if you go to Caribou, there's a new size called an extra large.
I'm going to give you a warning.
What?
Okay. Mm-hmm. This is not a knock on Caribou, but our Diego, he does it doesn't matter. He works here in our building. He's wonderful. I saw him walking in with one of those yesterday, and he had his hand on the bottom. He was stress walking, and I said, what's going on? He goes, I don't know that they tested these, but it feels like the liquid's going to come through the bottom, and I've had fear of it every single day, so I hold my hand like this. So I don't know if Caribou tested those cups, but I'm just going to warn you that Diego's real stressed and said that they basically come pouring out the bottom, so you need to be prepared for
I'll be ready. I'll be ready for that. Let's try it one more time. Your hair is thinning. It's falling out everywhere. It's all over in your shower.
You don't mind your business.
Dave Ryan Show on KDWB. Just did Wordle in three tries. Just want to let you know. Just did the daily Wordle puzzle in three tries. So just not bragging or anything, but thought I should probably let you know.
Congratulations.
How that went. So,
three tries?
Three tries, yeah.
Oh, Mike, I am over this. I'm going to have to. Can you see his computer right now?
No, sorry. I know that the three of us were busy working on things for the show.
For the show. I'm talking about Wordle.
Oh, is that for the show then?
Yeah, it's for the show. I talk about it.
Okay. Well, I'm watching a new Netflix show right now, and I'm going to talk about. I'm going to review the first episode later. And
Can I just tell you? Speaking of shows, that's a great idea. We watched 1883 last night. I'm so done with that plotless drivel crap show.
Okay, never get a chance.
Seriously, we are five episodes in, and it was all about getting the wagons across a river. 1 hour.
That's a big feat for them back then.
I don't care. there. It was like, God, did the writers call in sick?
Well, the first 30
1883, you can suck it. I am done with you.
Fine.
What?
I was going to say, the first 30 minutes, the wheel was square. They had to figure out they needed to round it. That was a big thing for them.
Here's something, some news for you. So over at 3M, which is here in the Twin Cities, they had a huge financial year last year because of they make those N95 masks.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So their stock is up and the, like, you know, that type of thing. So just let you know, if you work at 3M, pizza party in the break room today at 3.
Ooh, so, that's so cool.
Just to let you know, after work, pizza party in the break room, 3M at 3 o'clock.
Do you think if I show up just like holding a box of command strips, I can go and they won't know that I don't work there?
Bell bottoms are back in style, but they don't want to call them bell bottoms because that'd sound like something your mom wore back in college.
So what
are they
calling them?
They are calling them, it's a good question, extreme flare jeans. Extreme flare jeans, yeah. They are now in the news because Target started selling a women's version of bell bottoms recently, but they're not called bell bottoms. They're extreme flare jeans. Google Trends says the phrase, "Are bell bottoms back in style?" is trending right now. It is the number one back in style search this week, followed by our fanny packs back in style. Rest of the top five are banana clips, Uggs, and members only jackets.
I mean, I'm not surprised because they've like brought so many things back. Like it's very 90s when you walk through places now and like Target and stuff, from the colors to the styles, the designs on shirts. It's a very 90s vibe.
I guess that's kind of true because, I mean, bell bottoms were big like in the 70s. The members only jackets, I think, was 80s or 90s. Uggs were definitely like 2000. When were Uggs anyway?
They were 2000s.
They were 2000s, yeah.
Yeah.
And banana clips. I think I used to, like, Kathy, the one that turned out to be a hooker that I dated. I think
nice.
She had banana clips. Was that back in the 80s, banana clips, or do you remember?
Yeah, it would be. I mean, I don't know. It could be. If it was 90s, I was so young, I would. You don't remember.
I got you. So anyway, shout out Target. Because they are bringing back bell bottoms at Target. I'll give you one more. Valentine's Day is coming up, and Tyson is now selling heart-shaped chicken nuggets for Valentine's Day.
Oh, nuggets. I thought you were going to say chicken breasts. I'm like, gross, no.
No, okay. Because nothing says romance like reconstituted chicken parts molded into the shape of a Valentine.
Good point.
Now, they had them last year, but you had to win a bag. This time, they're selling them in stores all over, including the Walmarts. And they're doing a different giveaway instead, a special pen that holds dipping sauce and lets you write on the nuggets so they look like conversation hearts, like love you, text me, that type of thing. You know, little conversation hearts, yeah.
The candy's absolute trash. You got the candy because of the messages on there because they were funny and cute.
Yeah.
The candy itself, garbage.
It is. I don't disagree with you. Yeah.
It's like eating chalk.
It is chalky, not a lot of flavor, and they're usually like, how old are these things?
Yeah.
Are these left over from three Valentine's days ago?
1970. They still taste the same.
And they pretty much do. All right, coming up on Dave's Dirt, there is a reunion of two characters from The Office. They're going to be working on a project together. Oh. So I'll tell you about that coming up in a second. If you love The Office, you want to hang out for that.
Peter Dinklage had complained because they're making a live-action Snow White. He said that he's angry about the stereotypes of dwarfism. And Disney has responded, so we'll cover what Disney's response is coming up in Dave's Dirt.
It's next on KDWB.
And for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
We're starting off with Jimmy Fallon reading the pros and cons of Biden's first year in office. And here we go.
Pro, over 200 million Americans were vaccinated. Con, they were all in front of you in line at CVS. Let's try the self-check. Pro, his swearing-in ceremony was a year ago. Con, his swearing-at ceremony was yesterday. Pro, hospital deaths caused by Omicron are plummeting. Con, TV deaths caused by Peloton are skyrocketing. This guy died on... going on. Pro, he got Tom Hanks to do a Pro America PSA. Con, he got Wilson the volleyball to run the CDC.
What?
Oh, no.
Why would you do that?
Pro, he went after the insurance companies. Con, he called Geico Gecko a stupid son of a...
Why?
Pro, Biden turned 79. Con, which explains why his approval rating has fallen and it can't get up.
I get it.
Can't get up, see?
And finally, pro, people wonder if Biden is getting too old for another term. Con, even Tom Brady's like, gotta know when to pack it in, bro. There you go. Those are the pros and cons.
Yeah, there's a big story last night about whether Tom Brady is going to play for another year. And he's been doing kind of cryptic things like, you know, like shouting out teammates and things like that.
Yeah.
And I think he said that he was going to retire when he was 45. And I think Tom Brady is 45. I'm not sure.
It's interesting because he's still so good. And it's like, but he's set for life. But then will he retire in 2 years? Like, man, I should have done 2 more years. But honestly, I feel like his kids are still young enough that it's like, I don't know. I think at that point I would want to just like spend time with my like family.
That's
and stuff.
Kind of what he says. He says that his wife basically, she gets a say in it too.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about him. It's about him and his wife and his kids. Speaking of celebrity couples, this is basically how do Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers get along when they're on opposite sides politically? Are you curious?
There were a ton of people tuning in, rooting against us for one reason and one reason only. It's because of my vaccination status and them wanting to see us lose so they could pile on and enjoy and revel in the fact that, you know, my vaccination status was some sort of reason why we haven't had success in the playoffs or whatever it might be, some sort of correlation.
Speaking of vaccination, Billie Eilish tweeted, due to local guidelines and an abundance of concern, Billie's February 15, 16 show in Montreal, Toronto, been postponed. Blah, blah, blah. What's weird about that tweet is they speak of Billie not as Billie. So, in other words, it is Billie Eilish, her Twitter account or her social media, but she doesn't say, I have canceled my shows or my shows are canceled. They say Billie's shows have been postponed. Isn't that weird? Don't most celebrities tweet in the first person?
Yeah, but I'll be honest, like I think a lot of younger celebrities maybe don't really use Twitter as much. So she
I don't
still
know
has
if
to
it was
have
Twitter. I think it was Twitter, but I'm not sure. I
that
think
sounds
so.
Like a tweet kind of thing. So I know she does her own Instagram and her own TikTok, but maybe Twitter to her is kind of like, I have to do it, but I don't have to do it.
Yeah, it could be.
And also Twitter is the meanest place. And so I'm going to guess a lot of celebrities don't even like to do Twitter because it's the meanest place.
It is. It's full of trolls.
Mm-hmm.
And second place after that is Facebook. I'll tell you where I don't see a lot of trolls on Instagram. And I don't know why that is. Once in a while, we get a troll comment and then I just delete it. But on Facebook, there's like Facebook is bad and Twitter is bad.
TikTok to me is worse than Facebook and Instagram because TikTok is like Twitter where you don't have to have any association with your actual name. Whereas, and you don't have to on Instagram necessarily either, but Facebook, you have to have your name. And so I think people are more scared to be a troll when it's their real self. TikTok puts you in front of way more people that, like for us, most of my Facebook and Instagram followers are Minnesota. But on TikTok, it's people everywhere, not care. They are mean.
Oh, totally. When I had that viral video a week or two ago where I was making the joke with the receptionist, there were people who you could tell either didn't listen or haven't listened in a long time, and they were mean AF, and it was kind of funny because you're reaching a whole different audience of, like, worldwide, so whatever. So you can mention one more thing. Speaking of social media, on my particular individual Facebook, Dave Ryan KDWB, I just asked, how did you and I meet? And I mean you and I, and it was really,
look at this. Look at my page.
What?
I wrote, how did we meet? Because I was planning on putting it on Facebook later. How weird is that?
Well, you and I probably both looked at the same source of ideas.
Where did you find it?
I'll explain it here. But anyway, so I was asking people, like, how did you and I meet?
That's funny.
And it is kind of funny. So I got a bunch of answers here. This one says, Jillian Simon says, I was interning at another radio station in your building, and we were in the elevator with Crisco, and you complimented my purse. Okay. Lindsay said, I was around 8 years old. You came to Fernbrook Elementary in Maple Grove and spoke to our class. I'm almost 38 now, so it was a long time ago. Definitely something I will never forget. I remember that.
Yeah.
I was brand new here. Here's another one. Brittany says, I was in line for Gary Spivey at Buck Hill. You were so nice. Carrie says, I moved to Minnesota 25 years ago. We became attached to KDWB because it played music like their radio station played back in Philly. I wrote in and you invited us to the studio for a tour to see behind the scenes. Thank you for so many years of listening to you. I love this one. I remember it so well. Josie says, you came to my middle school in the early 2000s and you raced some of our girl track runners. You lost, So you had to be a lunch lady for a day and serve us lunch that day. One of the best middle school memories that I have.
That's awesome.
I totally remember that.
Yep.
And I made a video afterward of me losing in slow motion to Daniel Powders. And you had a bad day.
Great choice.
Take you one down.
Yep.
If we met at some time or another, Facebook, Dave Ryan, KDWB. Love to hear your story.
So Disney has responded to Peter Dinklage, who highlighted the basically live action Snow White, because he complained on Monday saying, "I'm angry about the stereotypes of dwarfism that are still perpetuated." Well, the company, Disney, said in a written statement, "To avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original 1937 animated film, we are taking a different approach with these seven characters. We have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community." So they're not hiring dwarfs, it sounds like. It sounds like they're just consulting dwarfs to not, or people that, I don't know, base the dwarfism community to make sure they don't fall into stereotypes, I guess.
That is a really tough one for Disney to dance their way around, because yeah. I don't know whether dwarf is an offensive term or not now. I really don't. But to make a movie called Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in 2022 just seems like, maybe not the best idea.
Yeah.
So I don't know how Disney's going to dance around that one, but if anybody can do it, it's going to be Disney.
So new developments coming out still with the Adele residency that's been quote unquote postponed. It's looking like it's not going to happen anytime soon now, because there are delays. They're saying at least through July. So that is quite some time.
Through July?
Yeah, they're saying that. And they have other artists that are going to fill the void. And I guess they got Keith Urban to come and do some weekends, because they have to have entertainment at Caesar's Palace.
Caesar's Palace, yeah.
They've been calling in people, but they've been moving out Adele's sets. So it's going to be pushed back even further than we thought initially.
Okay.
Cardi B, we've talked about this a few times. She was suing a woman who wrote these horrible things on a gossip blog about her, like horrible lies. Her name's Tasha Kay, and she now has to pay Cardi B $4 million.
Where is she going to get $4 million? That is not going to happen.
Yeah, no idea, because it's the woman just kept going, like, writing about drug use.
She had herpes.
Questioning the mental capacity of Cardi's first child. That's the kind of stuff that's extra sick. When she's questioning the mental capacity of a child, like, that's extra messed up. Dua Lipa says that she's not going to talk about her romance, because there have been rumors she and her boyfriend split up. And she said, "People can think what they want to think, but no one really truly knows what's happening behind closed doors. My circles are really tight. My family and my friends keep me so grounded." So she will not comment on that. And then one of the weirdest stories, because I told you Kanye West seemingly is spiraling. He's the kind of guy who doesn't really do interviews and do live videos. He doesn't do social media. And then occasionally he'll do a bunch. And he says a bunch of stuff, and then it's always a little concerning. So his latest one, he told Hollywood Unlocked that he helped Kim get a computer back that had a second sex tape with her and Ray J on it. This is like recent, like when she hosted SNL, he's saying he did this. He said he flew all night, met Ray J, got the computer, brought it back to her, and she was so relieved. He delivered it to her at 8 a.m. in the morning. She was crying happy tears when she saw it. I mean, that's like 20 years later, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't you think that would have leaked already or something if there was a second one? Or it seems very strange. The story seems odd that he's claiming he threw in, "She's kissing Pete Davidson while I'm out doing that." And it's like,
can we put him on the do not fly list? I mean, seriously, maybe. Kanye stories, because I just really, I don't care. And everything is like a little messed up.
It is.
So, yeah, put him on the do not fly list.
Who were the most Googled rapper homes this year?
Rapper homes?
Yeah.
Dr. Dre. Snoop Dogg.
These are...
Chief Keef.
No. No.
Lil Yachty.
No. You haven't even gotten one yet. Drake.
Oh, yeah.
Eminem.
I don't think of Drake as a rapper as much, but whatever.
Kanye West.
Oh.
Travis Scott. You know, the usual suspects.
Okay, got it.
You don't think of Drake as a rapper? Come on, baby. He's so fresh in the game.
Okay. What else you got? You done?
Yeah,
are you done then?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to let you know we're doing the pop-up wedding, and this is super cool. You got to get your entry in by Friday at like 5 o'clock, because they all go up online. What is an entry? It is you and your partner sitting on the couch, get your phone in front of you, and give us 60 seconds on how you met. And then enter it online on KDWB.com or DaveRyanShow.com, where it says pop-up wedding. What do you win? You win a $17,000 wedding from popupweddingmn.com. which includes the venue, decor, the officiant, floral, a sweet bite to eat, a little mini dessert, and champagne toast, photos and video, a Spotify playlist with your customized ceremony music, considerations for 30 of your closest friends and family, wedding planner with a lot of experience, and this is about a $17,000 wedding you're going to get for free thanks to popupweddingsmn.com. Mm-hmm. And then all you got to do is go to the contest page on kwb.com or daveryanshow.com, and it's easy. It'll show up. And then make your video. Susan and I made ours last night. So we were looking for an eye-level place to put our video. Guess where we put our video? The camera to get eye-level. Inside the microwave. No, inside the microwave. We opened up the door, put it inside the microwave, and made our video last night.
We just put it on the counter and leaned into it.
Okay, gotcha. What did you do, Jenny and Andrew?
We had it on a windowsill. It's like right at perfect height, and usually the sun hits us right at that moment. It definitely flattered him a little bit more than me.
Lighting is so important. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We did it after the sun went down. We didn't care anymore. You can tell I had worked out recently, and Jake's hair was wrecked. Well, I won't care.
I was waiting for him to get home because I immediately wash my makeup off when I get home from working out and stuff. And so I was waiting and waiting. I'm like, God, when is he going to get home? I need to shower and wash my face. And finally got home. I was like, we're doing this video right now. Let's go.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Why is there an element in my computer in front of me that says Jenny tells a poop story?
I have a lot of stories.
No, you're not going to tell a poop story.
Play
no.
it. Hit it.
I'm not going to.
Hit it, baby.
It's now time for another Weather Girl Jenny poop story. Absolutely. On 101.3 KDWB.
Absolutely not.
Have I ever told you guys a story about the time I went?
We're not. No, we are absolutely not breaking the.
And I was partying.
No.
And then I went to Hardee's.
Okay, you turn her off.
Hardee's? Did you hear her? She said I went to Hardee's.
I will not.
She's still talking next door.
Can
she know
believe.
Her mic is off? So this Hardee's, let me tell you.
It's now time for another Weather Girl Jenny poop story on 101.3 KDWB.
This will not become a regular feature of the show.
Off to the side of the
what?
Road.
What did she just say?
She said pull off to the side of the road. We have limited resources, and she hired poor Diego down the hall to create that intro. You're sick.
You realize...
Her mic is still down, thank
God. I know, I turned it down. I'm not going to let her tell a poop story on the radio.
She didn't even, like, try to make it sound classy. It wasn't even, like, a number two story. She went straight with poop.
It's now time for another Weather Girl Jenny poop story on 101.3 KDWB.
I mean, if there's any radio station that is able to pull that off, because we do pull back the curtain quite a bit on the show, but there's certain things, Jenny, you should just kind of keep to yourself.
If I get a dollar for every time Jenny came to tell me a poop story, I wouldn't even need this job anymore.
Do you want to know the results of my story?
Nope. No. We've got to take a break. We'll be right back on 101.3 KDWB. Everything from Worst Date Wednesday to JoJo Siwa tickets. We're going to do Winning Song Wednesday. We're going to put a lot of stuff coming up. Let's start off with JoJo Siwa. That's coming up within like 5 minutes or so. Get your kid JoJo Siwa tickets. We'll do that coming up in a minute on KDWB.
Just to give you a heads up, it's going to be a game with you and your kid. So you'll want to make sure if you're trying to win these for your kid has to be around.
Yeah, so we did a little bit earlier today, so your kid might not be in school. And so you're going to call in with your kid on the phone and see if you can win these tickets. It's coming up on KDWB. Okay, no, not.
The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB.
Hey, everybody's talking about the cold. It is like ridiculous cold. People are sending cold icicle emojis, cold gifts. I got one of Elsa a little while ago from a friend. Mm-hmm. So because it's very cold outside right now, it is minus 15 degrees.
Yeah, Jake hates arguing with Olive because like in the morning she's very insistent on what she wears and she wants to wear like Disney princess dresses. Yeah,
two and a half.
And so they're all like short sleeve dresses and stuff. And the other day I was like, Jake, I realize you don't want to deal with the battle in the morning, but it's negative 15 out. She cannot wear dress shoes and a short sleeve dress, even with a jacket over. He's like, yeah, you're probably right.
Let her do it one time.
No,
Let
she has.
Make the mistake one
no,
time.
No, she has.
And she still wants to?
Yeah, she's sick. Oh, Lord. She's sick.
We have JoJo Siwa tickets to give away. And here's what we're going to do. I need you to call with your kid on the phone, who you a dad and a girl, or a mom and a girl. I don't care if it's a mom and a boy. I don't care. But if you got a kid that wants to go see JoJo Siwa, get him out of bed. Get him by the phone right now. Call in 651-989-KDWB. We're going to get the kid off the air. Mm-hmm. We're going to say, hey, little Cindy Lou. We're going to ask her some questions.
So they have to be old enough to be able to answer some questions.
Right, exactly. Questions, simple questions, like what is your favorite color?
Yeah.
Or something like that. And then you can't cheat and listen while she's telling Jenny the answer. Because if you cheat, for the rest of your life, you'll know your daughter that you cheated to win these
tickets. And you cheated in front of your kid, teaching them a bad lesson.
Right, exactly.
And we'll be disappointed in you.
Right. So call now, 651-989-KDWB with your kid, and then you have her talk to Jenny while you down the hall in the kitchen or whatever, and we'll get her answers. Then we'll get you back on the phone to see whether your answers match. Does that all make sense?
Yeah.
Like a good question would be, what's your favorite font? Mine is Arial Black. But
what?
Well, that's good. That's not a good question. That's not a good kid question.
I'm what's a Comic Sans.
Here we go. That's my second favorite.
Was it?
One.
Okay.
What's your favorite kind of carpet? I like Berber. So that might be a good. No, that's not a kid friendly kind of a question.
Jenny wrote these questions because we saw the one. I got to be honest. The ones you sent us, they didn't make the cut because they got they're like that basically. You were like, what's your favorite oil brand? And I know you're a Pennzoil guy, but honestly, I don't know that a lot of kids know the different oil brands.
Well, who doesn't like Pennzoil?
Good point.
Okay. Hey, while we're waiting for a call on that, it's going to take a couple of minutes to do that.
Filter.
I want to mention that we just posted up on Instagram, Dave Ryan Show, our three stories about how we met our partner. And each one's about a minute long. And these are samples for you to enter the pop-up wedding thing.
Yeah.
And shout out Pop-Up Weddings, who just liked the post a little while ago.
Thank you.
So I told the story about how when Susan was 19 and I was 23, she was a hostess at a restaurant. And we were doing the morning show from there. And I thought she was hitting on me. And it turned out she wasn't hitting on me. She just wanted to tour the radio station.
Yeah.
And that's how we met.
But you fell in love. Here's the thing. Drake didn't include one, but I think Drake has a new relationship, right, Drake? I mean, I feel like you have a new relationship these days. Oh, he said no, he does not.
Does not? Okay.
Wow, this is awkward.
Yeah, it is a little bit. We need your videos for the pop-up wedding. The deadline to submit those is going to be like Friday at 5, so you got a couple of days to do that. Sit down, it'll take literally 60 seconds for you and your partner to tell us how you met to win that $17,500 pop-up wedding.
I realize Drake actually cannot hear me at all.
Oh,
he is next door and cannot hear me, so this is an awkward situation of me talking to Drake.
I do
we can talk about him, though, and he can't hear it.
Well, he says he's got a sugar daddy.
That's
now.
What I was getting at, but I didn't know if
he was joking yesterday that I'm his sugar daddy because I bought him a salad.
Yeah.
And now he says that he's got a sugar daddy.
Well, he's coming in here because he can't hear us, but he does. This is what happened. So he wants to do this video with candles. And so I said, I'll send you money to buy the candles because I know Drake is broke and I can send $10 for candles. I sent him $10. Then like 10 minutes later, he's like, hey, I sent that money back to you. And I go, okay. And I said, why? And it's because he had a new development in his life.
It was the craziest thing. Yesterday, so I stream on Twitch, and this dude straight up sent me
$850.
$850?
Why? Why? I saw
Who
that.
Who sent that kind of money?
And why? What is that all about?
So, I don't know. Like, literally, all I do is play video games. I hang out with people, and we talk. And, yeah, he just came into my chat, $350 straight to my PayPal. And
what do you do in exchange for this?
It's entertainment. It's like we're talking right now. It'd be like somebody like us having a conversation and somebody PayPaling us $850.
Jake said you got some undershot pictures. You said
no undershot pictures. I promise.
Is that a crotch shot? Is that a D-pic?
Under. No, it's not just straight on D. It's under. He said that's what Drake's been sending.
Whatever works, man. Congrats to you. $350.
No.
So $350 straight cash. On PayPal, and then he gifted $500 in subs.
I don't know what that means.
Subs?
Subscribers.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Now you do. Subscribers. Okay. Yeah.
But does that mean cash? Does that equal out to actual cash?
So that's like how you get paid on Twitch, basically. It's like your subscribers, you get like $5 per subscriber. So $500 worth of that.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
We do have a dad on the phone ready to play Know Your Kid for JoJo Siwa. I think we're going to talk to, is it Tim or are we talking to Layla first? Who's on the phone?
This is Tim.
Hey, good morning, Tim. Thanks for listening to KWB. And you want to send your daughter, take your daughter, Layla, to JoJo Siwa. How old is your daughter, Tim?
She's 9.
Okay. She would probably love to go, and what a great memory. Oh, my God. So I'm going to ask you questions that we have already asked her off the air. All you got to do, Tim, is match 2 out of 3. Boom. You're in the car headed to JoJo Siwa, which is only a couple of weeks away.
Yeah, it's the February 7th. Do you feel like you know your daughter pretty well?
I'm not sure if he heard you. Do you feel obviously you feel like you know her pretty well, right? Hang out a lot together? Okay. I'm going to ask you a little warm-up question. What is their favorite meal at dinner? What do they prefer? My kid would say chicken McNuggets or pizza. What about you?
My kids are going to say macaroni cheese.
Macaroni and cheese. Okay, now that's a warm-up question because we don't really know what the answer is.
Okay, can I just say his voice sounds like one of those voices where you shift down someone, the tone of their voice. His voice is so deep sounding. It sounds like when you shift down your own voice on an app.
Are you? It's kind of a radio voice. Did you once work at iHeartRadio and get laid off?
I did not. I'm a plumber running a plumbing company.
Okay, that's cool because there's so many people out there that used to work in this building got laid off. Tim, let's get to the action here. Okay, Tim, we talked to your daughter, Layla, and we asked her, and she answered this one. What is her best friend's name?
I say Kate and Lucy, their sisters. I'd say it's one of those two.
Okay, Jenny said, is that right, Jenny?
She said Kate.
Okay, you got it. Okay, there's one. Next one. What is her favorite breakfast food? Favorite breakfast food, Dad?
Most 9-year-olds will agree to this. Probably cereal.
Cereal, Jenny?
She got a little concerned. She's like, I like toast, but I also like cereal. So I feel like cereal was her, like, final
answer.
There's a match.
There's a match. That's it. That's a match. And last one, I'm going to see if you know her. This could be a sweet dad. A favorite TV show. What is Layla's favorite TV show?
iCarly?
She said Stuck in the Middle.
Dad, you know what? You got to spend just a little more time in front of the TV watching kids shows with your daughter.
Oh, God, no, he doesn't. Oh, no.
Okay. Hey, Tim.
Another one, Stuck in the Middle.
Stuck in the, okay, that's that's kind of what she said, So you are a winner. Congratulations. You are going to go to JoJo Siwa.
Is Layla around?
Is Layla right there?
Layla, you're going to JoJo Siwa.
I am.
Are you excited?
I am.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That is so awesome. We'll have a, thank you, Tim. I'll put you on hold for a quick second. We'll do another round of these sometime tomorrow on KDWB because you get a chance. It's kind of like when my kid got to go see, who did Carson go see when he was nine? I don't know, about 9 years old, but when he was little, he loved the freaking Wiggles.
Yeah.
And then he loved the Doodlebops, and then he loved Bob the Builder. So when you get to take your kid, are you going to take Olive to go see Disney on Ice?
She already went. She went to Disney on Ice a few weeks ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's coming up this, like, in a couple of weeks. There's, like, a Mickey's Secret Adventure or something like that.
Yeah, that one's at Target Center. We went to Excel a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right, we'll be back in a second on KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Winning Song Wednesday. Let's submit our winning songs right now. Winning Song Wednesday, here's the way it works. Each of us has come up with a song, and we want you to listen to it as we submit our song for Winning Song Wednesday. And then you tell us which one you want us to play in its entirety, and we play the whole song. Here is my submission. She's going to be halftime of the Super Bowl. I've always loved this song, so I would like you to vote for Mary J. Blige. Vote for Dave's song on Winning Song Wednesday. Fallon, what do you got?
I went with a Super Bowl artist, too. I went with Dr. Dre. I went next episode.
All right, Jenny went with?
I went with Lit, My Own Worst Enemy.
And Drake went with?
I went with this song that everybody was raving about last week, One Direction, Night Changes.
Oh, God, I want to play all of them. They're all so good. Okay, so which one do you want to vote for? Call 651-989-KDWB. Once again, it is Winning Song Wednesday. You tell us what song you want us to play in its entirety, and we'll play it for you. So we've got this one. This is my song, Dave's song. And this one is Fallon's song. It's the D-R-E. Dr. Drake. And Jenny's song is? And Drake is? There's not a clinker in the bunch there. Seriously? Usually there's one in there, usually from Drake, where it's like,
what?
Drake's song, woof.
That's
am I
says.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, let's get on the phone and see what you want to vote for. Good morning. You're on the radio. Who's this?
Maddie.
Maddie, who are you going to vote for? Dave, Fallon, Jenny. Drake.
Jenny's song.
You couldn't even get it out.
Okay, thank you. Hello, KDWB, you're on the radio. Who's this?
Hey, it's Jessica.
I wanted
to vote for Winning Song Wednesday.
Please do. Who's got your vote?
Fallon.
Okay, thank you very much. KDWB, you're on the air. Who's this? What's your name?
My name is Willow.
Hi, Willow.
Who are you going to vote for, Willow?
Dave.
Oh, we got a three-way tie. Thank Sorry, you. Drake.
No votes, okay.
No one. KDWB, you're on the air. What's your name?
Jason.
Jason, who's got your vote today?
Fallon.
Okay, Fallon's got two votes.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Jason. KDWB on the radio with the Dave Ryan Show. Who's got your vote today?
Dave got my vote.
Did you say Dave?
Dave.
Dave? Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
We're tied.
Tied up. Thank
Drake
you.
Drake still has zero.
Like, what is this? Everybody was raving last week that they needed to hear this song.
Yeah. They're just not getting
No
through.
Directioners up at 7 a.m.
KWB, you're on the radio. Who's this, please?
This is Kayla.
Kayla, who's got your vote today?
Dave's got my vote.
Dave's wow. Ooh, okay. Mary J. Blige this morning.
We'll do it next. Thank you, Kayla. Have a great day. Thanks
Thank you.
Who called and voted. We'll play the entire song coming up next. Winning Song Wednesday on KDWB, the Dave Ryan Show, on a very, very cold Wednesday morning on Winning Song Wednesday. It is now 15 degrees below zero. And then they do the feels like. They used to call it a wind chill.
Yeah.
But now the feels like, I think in Minnesota, like Minneapolis, is 27 below zero. If you go outside, you're pumping gas this morning. Or you're walking into the McDonald's or the whatever, it is going to feel like 27 below. But Mankato, they got it even worse because, number one, it's Mankato.
Yeah, first of all.
Number two, it is 38 degrees below zero.
Can Wind I tell you like- guys a story? And I don't mean to make this a Jenny, like, ridiculous story, but it's truthfully something that happens to me when I'm cold. So I have really bad circulation in my hands and my feet. And when they get so cold, it sends shooting pains to my boobs.
Okay.
And I am in like pain for probably 5 minutes once TMI. I get into heat.
TMI.
Well, I'm just, I don't know.
There's no
know.
Such thing. If you listen to this show, there's no such thing.
Yeah, that doesn't exist here. There's some weird connection between your hand nerves and your boobs or something. But this has been happening ever since I did a paper route when I was 13 and I have to deliver papers on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I would almost cry every Sunday morning in the winter because I would be in such pain.
So it goes from your hands like, to your boobs?
As soon as my hands and feet start getting cold and they, I just have such bad circulation, all of a sudden it will like be in my chest and my boobs.
Ugh, I have weird circulation too, but I've, because like my lip will get purple, like not from being cold, like just from bad circulation. And in the cold, my hands will swell pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never had shooting pain to my boobs.
Yeah. I'll like hold myself like across the chest to try to like, warm up and stuff.
That sounds miserable, to be honest.
Yeah, it just happened Saturday after being at the kite festival. I was doing okay, and then suddenly the circulation got bad in my hands, and they froze, and I got in my car, and I was, like, sitting right in front of the heater, like, heating the hoots up, you know? I'm like,
I wonder if there really is, because I would think bad circulation, I wonder if it's really a thing, because, I mean, I've always thought it was a thing, but that's just weird that you have bad circulation, but you're otherwise so healthy.
Yeah,
and
I
then there's
know.
A thing called referred pain, which is basically you've got like, you know, like something's wrong with your, you know, one part of your body, but you feel it in another part of your body.
Oh, I've
so
heard of that.
So maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Jenny, here's what I can do. You can get you $1,000. You can go to the pain specialist of your choice.
That's
with
nice.
With your $1,000 and, you know, OxyContin. I think probably OxyContin is the best prescribe. Thing.
Don't do it, Jenny.
That's what I would do is probably 80 milligrams a day of OxyContin.
What? 80. That seems like a lot.
That doesn't work. They now have a 160 pill. I watched that show. Dope shit.
101.3 KDWB and $5.10 want to help you win $1,000.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website.
Bank. That's bank.
Enter it now at KDWB.com. You got to do this. I mean, if you got a minute, go to KDWB.com, enter that keyword bank, and you could get $1,000. Important, make sure you answer your phone if it rings within the next hour or so, because it's probably our office's calling to say, hey, guess what? You win. Worst Date Wednesday comes up in a few minutes on KDWB, and we'll do Dave's Dirt in a second. There is an artist that... You might have heard of him, but he is refusing now to be on Spotify because Joe Rogan is on Spotify and he doesn't like Joe Rogan. Why? It's kind of an interesting little bickering back and forth.
Yeah, that's weird.
And we'll cover that coming up on Dave's Dirt.
Yeah, also, this is very strange, but Kanye claims he went and got a 20-year-old computer for Kim. And what was on the computer is just a strange part of the story. And we think he might be spiraling, but we're going to cover that coming up in Dave's Dirt.
The first question is, who keeps a 20-year-old computer? Can you imagine how fat that laptop would be?
If it has some really good content on it, though, you're afraid to lose. I guess you might. I would hope they would have it on a backup USB or something, too.
Let's hope so. Interesting story about Spotify, because Spotify hosts the Joe Rogan podcast, and I don't listen to it, whatever, but there's an artist from back in the 60s and 70s. His name is Neil Young, and he was a big deal back in the day, but he told Spotify, he's like, I am not going to be on the same platform that Joe Rogan is on, because Joe Rogan is spreading lies about the whole vaccine and saying that it's a fake and blah, blah, blah. And he says, this is dangerous. So then people started weighing in, and here's where it gets funny. So there was somebody who said, let me find it for you because it's worth finding here. Somebody said, Neil Young is going to regret this when his monthly Spotify check for $1.37 stops rolling in.
Aw, cold-blooded.
And it goes back and forth on social media, but I don't know. I guess Joe Rogan is like, he just signed a $100 million contract to do his podcast.
Unless I'm wrong, and I don't think I am, Neil Young has one of my favorite songs of all time.
What song
Harvest
is that?
Harvest Moon.
Okay, I don't know that I know it.
Isn't that, that's Neil Young, correct?
It could be. I can look it up while you're doing the dirt. How about you do more of the dirt?
We did it at our wedding. We played it at our wedding.
I'll go pull up some old Neil Young songs.
It's called Harvest Moon if we have it.
Okay.
Okay, so Kanye went off again because he's so annoyed. He told Hollywood Unlocked, I went and got a laptop from Ray J myself the night Kim hosted SNL. I met this man at the airport, then got on a red eye, came back, delivered it to her at 8 a.m. the morning. She cried happy tears when she saw it. There was speculation that the laptop contained a second sex tape with Kim and Ray J. A rep for Kim tells TMZ that after review, there was nothing sexual unseen, only footage on the plane on the way to Mexico and footage at a club and restaurant on the same trip. Kim remains firm in her belief that there is no new second tape that does exist. I mean, that's like 20 years later. It's crazy to me that that would even be a stress still in her life. It's crazy to me.
Yeah. There's
did you
so
find
anything.
It?
I did find it. Yeah. Here is Harvest Moon by Neil Young, the guy who wants off Spotify. It's and the
beautiful.
Reason we're bringing it up is because it was played at Fallon's wedding.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let me fast forward to get to the hook. Well, hold on. I guess it's... How in the world would you know this song? This song was like way before you were born.
Well, that's the same reason I know any song before. I've just heard it somewhere at some point.
But there's a full moon rising.
Okay, very
it's
nice.
It's so beautiful. Okay. And it's just soft and gentle and lovely. Highly recommend checking it out.
Well, you're not going to hear it on Spotify anymore because he's pulling all this stuff
on
Spotify.
I've never had Spotify.
I got iHeartRadio.
Jake has it. I'll be honest. Jake listens to that and doesn't listen to iHeart. And I'm like, really? You want to support me a little bit, husband?
Yeah, no kidding.
Come on. Halsey, Kid Cudi, and J. Cole are going to be performing at New York's Governor's Ball. They're going to headline 3 days of musical action. It's going to be June 10th through the 12th. Lots of artists, Jack Harlow, Migos, Roddy Ricch, and Flume, Tove Lo, lots of artists. This is interesting to me. Really quick, 50 Cent has a new show. It's an 8-part reality series created by him. Because true podcasts are going to be coming to your TV. He said, quote, hip-hop loves things that are damaged. This series will shed light on the artists that didn't make it through the struggle. So the episodes are going to focus on several unsolved killings, including legendary rappers Biggie Smalls and Tupac Shakur. Sorry, I said that name weird every time. Hip-hop homicides will uncover details of what really happened among some of the staggering number of unsolved murders in hip-hop. Which I think would be kind of an interesting 8-part docuseries to watch.
Yeah, I saw
I'd watch
that.
It, and yeah.
I want to mention the there's the home and remodel show. It's that time of the year for shows, and because they had the boat show, I think last weekend. I think the motorcycle show comes up middle of next month.
We'll give you something to do.
Well, it's and it lets you start dreaming about the summer and that type of thing. So I want to mention that the remodel of the Minneapolis home and remodeling show is at U.S. Bank Stadium. This February 4th through 6th.
Got it.
And you go to KDWB.com, keyword contest, and there's the tickets are pretty easily available. So go enter your name for your tickets to get tickets for the home and remodeling show. Just to dream a little bit, go down and walk around with a Diet Pepsi and get some nachos and walk around, take some pictures and get some samples. And it'll be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back in a second. We've got Dave's Dirt. No, we already did. This was Dave's Dirt.
Okay.
This is it right now.
Dave.
What?
What day is it?
February 32nd.
Oh, no. 30 seconds.
I'm not really sure. All right, coming up, Worst Date Wednesday. Hang on for Worst Date Wednesday. It's coming up in a second on KDWB, the Twin Cities' number one hit music station. Just a quick heads up, because we were going to play a song here in a second between the two Worst Date Wednesdays. But, Jenny, can we make it that Drake song from Winning Song Wednesday? One Direction song? Because I think instead of playing the song that I've heard 700 times this week already, it might be fun to play something that you don't hear so much anymore. So we'll do that in a second. Also, Jenny brought this up a while ago because it's so freaking cold outside. It's like 15 degrees in Minnesota right now and where we are. Jenny said that she has something really weird that happens with her hands when she gets cold.
My hands and my feet will start getting really cold and they'll be really painful. And then all of a sudden, the next thing I know, my boobs start hurting. So it's just like, and it's like to the point where I have to like hold myself because it hurts so bad for like 15 minutes once I get inside warmth.
Wow, that's so weird. So people texted in and commented on this.
Yeah, they're all saying the same thing. And side note, Amy James has this. She's our she works down at K102. I'll pronounce it wrong, but it's called like Raynaud. It's R-A-Y-N-A-U-D, Raynaud's. It commonly affects your fingers and toes. It can also affect other areas of your body such as nose, lips, ears, even nips. After you warm up, the return of normal blood flow to the area can take 15 minutes. Amy James down at K102, hers was so incredibly bad. Her hands would swell huge and like stay that size. So
her
would? Yeah, that might be someone to talk to. It really affected her like, really badly.
I don't really get the swelling part, but the thing that sucks is like I do a lot of outdoor things in the winter. So like snowboarding, I've had to really invest in some good stuff. And still, I sometimes have to go in the chalet and warm up while my friends are still snowboarding because I'm in pain. And they'll be, like, sweating in their gear.
I saw that Eddie Bauer has, you can do rechargeable warmers, like hand warmers and stuff.
Really?
So you don't have to buy new little packets all the time. You can just buy the Eddie Bauer ones and recharge them and they last for, like, over an hour.
Oh, I should look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, well, thanks for all the information. And when, like, everybody has a consensus that it is Raynaud's or whatever, how you pronounce it, then that's probably what it is. And a lot of people listening have that same thing. This is a terrible state to live in if you have that.
let's all move
somewhere warmer. All right, here we go with Worst Date Wednesday on KDWB. Here we go.
Buckle up for Awkward, the Dave Ryan Show's Worst Date Wednesday.
Now, I have to smile before we get started with Worst Date Wednesday because, God love you, Alyssa, you thought we were asking for stories about Worst Day Wednesday.
That makes me so happy.
Where we tell stories about worst days. And so Alyssa took some time to write up a story about her worst day, not a worst date. So I'm going to give you the respect you deserve, Alyssa. And here is your story about a worst day because it's so sweet. This past spring, I was getting ready to take my kids to school. Felicity 6, Annalise 5, and Terrence 5. We woke up late. I'm rushing to get ready. I have a routine with them where I set out their breakfast and clothes before I wake them up, so they have the independence to get ready for themselves. I noticed at breakfast my son didn't put his pants on, so I said, hey, put your pants on. Then I went upstairs to get myself ready. I rushed downstairs and said, get in the car while I pack their lunches real quick. Moral of the story, we got to school, my son didn't have his pants on. Talk about an embarrassment of a mother. Worst day I've had in a while. Worst day Wednesday from Alyssa Westholler. That is so sweet that you misunderstood it and sent in a worst day instead of a worst day.
We should do this next week, maybe. We should do people send us their worst day Wednesday.
I love it.
And do it for
as long
one-off.
As it's funny, as long as it's not sad or really bad. That's, you know, I don't want to hear those.
You lost your pet or your grandma. Yeah. That's not what we're looking for. This is the kind of zany we're looking for. Your kid didn't bring pants to school.
That's like a zany worst day Wednesday. Yeah. So let's do that next week.
Okay.
So think of one if you got one. Here we go with a real worst date Wednesday. And this one also says it's not really a worst date Wednesday, but a reminder to people. And here we go.
Oh.
I went on a date with a guy and he was great. We went to the dog park with our dogs and then we got lunch.
Oh, that's a cute idea.
Everything went well. And later that evening, he came over and we watched a movie. Now, at lunch, I had asked him if he wanted a drink and he said, no, it's only 1 p.m. So we talked for a few more weeks and got along really well. He was so sweet. He added me on Facebook. Something I always do is check criminal records and I couldn't check his because I didn't have his last name. This is public information in Minnesota. I typed in his name, and it was like a novel of all of his arrests.
Oh, no.
A few thefts, 5 possessions of heroin, 7 DWIs,
7?
One of which he ran from the accident he caused and then was caught with an open bottle of vodka between his feet.
Oh, no.
And a domestic assault. I know people make mistakes and can learn from them, but if you've been caught that many times, then you have a problem. And this is all over 10 years ago. I would have guessed from this, I would have never guessed this from him, and I'm a really good judge of character. I broke it off right away.
Oh, man.
I'm going to tell you really quick. There's a book I'm reading right now by Malcolm Gladwell. It's called Talking to Strangers.
Yeah.
And how we always give strangers the benefit of the doubt. We always, when people say, yeah, don't worry, I'll do this. And you're like, well, yeah, of course I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt. So she met this guy and she believed his BS about, she gave him the benefit of the doubt that he was a good guy. And it turned out that he's a horrible person. The book is called Talking to Strangers. And I'm like 3/4 of the way done with it. It's really good by Malcolm Gladwell. All right, we're going to come back in a second with our Worst Date Wednesday Spotlight Date of the Week. But we promise we're going to play Drake's song that did not win on Winning Song Wednesday. But we love the song. Let's do it. It's something different. It's 1D, KDWB. I love that song. It's 101.3, KDWB. Let's get back to the Spotlight Date.
The Worst Date Wednesday Spotlight Date of the Week on 101.3, KDWB.
Special guest, Ashley, on the phone. Good morning, Ashley. Ashley, hello. I didn't push your button yet.
You know what?
There's certain things that you got to do. You got to do them in a certain order.
You don't like to either.
Yeah, I like
he
to do
things. He thinks it's the 32nd of January, Ashley.
Ashley, good morning. Hi, here we are. How you doing, Ashley?
Good.
Good. Here we go with your Worst Date Wednesday. Let's hear your story, Ashley.
Okay, so when I was 18, I dated this guy, and he was having a grad party, and my mom dropped me off. And when on a side note, he would always went around company or people. He'd always use me like a toy. Like he would like tickle me and flip me upside down and almost like he was showing me off.
That's okay. Okay.
How'd you feel about that?
I hated it. I was so embarrassed.
Okay. Yeah.
But he was technically my first kind of boyfriend. So it's kind of this is probably normal.
Yeah. Sure.
So I ended up going to this grad party and again, he starts doing his usual stuff. And then I got to a point where we were standing in the driveway next to the garage where everybody's eating for this grad party. And he ends up completely flipping me upside down where my legs are hanging over his arms. My head is down by his knees upside down and my butt is up in the air, like completely just. And he's just walking around holding me there up in the air.
Oh, my God.
And he thinks
this is funny and this is cute. And you're like, oh, my God, I hate this. I'm embarrassed. But you didn't make a scene.
Yeah. No, I was like, put me down, please put me down. And then all of a sudden, in horror, I look up and I see his like uncle, who's got to be in his late 60s, coming towards me.
Oh, God, nope.
Yep, and then he's like, oh, you look like you need a spanking. And I...
Look like you need a spanking.
Gross.
Just to back up a second, Ashley, so you're over your shoulder. Are you wearing a dress?
No, I'm wearing, like, pants.
Okay, thank God.
I thought you were wearing pants. A dress. Okay.
I was like,
I was wearing, like, a black, like, a dress shirt and some black pants, but I'm just, like, stuck, completely stuck as he's coming closer, and my boyfriend's, like, encouraging him. He's like, yeah, she does, and then I totally just get, like, at least 3 or 4 or 5 hits in before he puts me down.
Wow.
The entire family. So his wife is behind him. I saw her just in shock, and everybody was just staring, completely staring.
Wow. So you got swatted by the uncle on your butt while he holds you up over his shoulder. Okay.
Yes.
So what happens next? What happens next?
Well, he put me on the concrete, and I'm just totally embarrassed. So I end up just running down into his room, which was in the basement, and hiding in there for about, I'd say about 30 minutes or so, and my boyfriend comes in, and he says, you need to go up. Let's go back upstairs. Nobody thinks it's a big deal. You're fine. Let's go. And so I end up walking up the stairs, and creepy uncle is at the top of the stairs, like, shaking, staring at me. And I'm, like, you know, caught off guard, and all of a sudden I see standing behind him is his wife with her arms crossed, just glaring at me.
Like it was somehow your fault, like you triggered it. Yeah.
Like almost like it was like, kind of like that. I'm sure she was mad at him too, but it was just like very uncomfortable. And then he ended up telling me that he was sorry he hit me like that. I didn't deserve it.
Didn't deserve it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, completely said, like, yeah, you don't deserve this. You didn't have this coming. I'm so sorry that I hit you like that. I was wrong. That was it for me. I was like,
did you leave then? Did you go home?
I think I called my mom and she came and got me. I was like, I'm done.
And you never saw this guy again?
We like continued to date, but it wasn't like we didn't go out much after that. No.
Yeah.
Where is he now? I'm just going to. What kind of guy? What about a guy like that turns out like?
Yeah, good question.
I don't know. I think he's married now with a couple kids, but
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, it was like using me as like a trophy and showing me off. It was extremely uncomfortable. And looking back, I'm like, wow, that was kind of weird.
Yeah, extra
didn't
weird.
No, and now you're extra okay. Weird. It says in your email, it says, I am not traumatized by this story anymore. I laugh in shock that this happened. It makes for a good story now. Ashley, thanks for being on the show for Worst Date Wednesday. If you got a story like Ashley, then you can send it to us, or next week, because there was a cute little error in hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody listens to the show and they thought we said send in your story about a worst day Wednesday. So Ashley sent in a story about her kid going to school with no pants on, and that's a worst day. So next week we're going to try Worst Day Wednesday just for a little change of pace. So if you got a Worst Day Wednesday story, and it did not have to happen on a Wednesday, just to be clear, then send in your Worst Day story, but make sure it's not sad.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot of people have bad days, and it's like, that's not wacky or zany.
You and I don't enunciate is the problem. It's the same reason we had someone yell, I love Wyoming at us. It's because we don't enunciate, so people get confused what we're saying.
That was a true story, because we said, you have to call in and say to us, I love
Why don't we?
The band,
to prove
why don't
that
we?
You're listening right now, that's what you have to yell at us.
And so a woman called in and she's like, I love Wyoming. After we had all morning promoted that you got to call in and say, I love, why don't we? Which was like, okay.
It was so amazing.
That was, it cracked up so bad. All right, it's KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. It's Wednesday. We always play Think Fast on Wednesday, and you get to play too. Who's going head to head?
Dave.
And who's reading? Who's hosting?
Me.
Fallon is hosting?
Yeah.
So it's me against Drake?
Yeah.
Oh, Drake. Are you there, Drake?
Yeah. Hi, okay. Dave.
It's a layup. When I play Drake, it's like a layup.
What?
It's like,
oh, God.
It's like I got past the ball. I don't even have to run down the court. I just kind of like, meander down the court, and I do like a layup.
Hang on. Back up for a second. You can't even do a layup, first of all, Dave. Like, don't even act like you're going to be trying to do something like that.
The only move in basketball that I can do. I can't dribble. I can't do any moves. I can do a layup,
though. You can't dunk?
No, I can't. I can dunk on Parsons' little, like, toy bag, yeah, little Tykes basketball hoop. Okay, here we go, layup. Good luck. Let's see how many times we can, like, let's see if I skunk him or not. Here we go, layup.
Name one of the seven dwarfs starting with D.
Dummy.
No. What? Absolutely not.
I don't know. I can't think of it.
Doc.
I just.
Dummy. That was on the original drawing board option.
Have you ever heard of the alternate list of... sometime Google the alternate list. Jenny, while you're sitting there, Google the alternate list of seven dwarves' names that didn't quite make it, because it's so awful.
Well, there's some that like weren't terrible, but it was just like they had to narrow it down.
Yep.
Okay, sports team starting with S.
Seattle Seahawks.
Nice. Seattle Seahawks? You're not giving that to him.
I said Seahawks, though.
No, shot.
Seahawks is actually what I have written down, and although he did say Seattle.
Seattle Seahawks. It's kind of in a rush. Where were you, layup?
Oh, my God. Hey, Mr. Pronunciation over there.
All right. Something that goes fast, starting with M.
Machine.
My.
Machine?
Machine, yeah. Fast machine.
No, I'm not giving that to you.
Cool.
Even though that is a great AC/DC lyric. She was a fast machine. She got a motor dream. She was the best damn woman that I've ever seen.
There's a Boss Check song. Pull that out, okay. Jenny. Let's play Boss Check and see whether Rich is listening when we play that song after this.
I had Maserati, Maybach, couple of options. Okay. But a coffee shop starting with D.
Dunkin'.
Dave did get Dumb Brothers before you, but that Dunkin's the other one I had. And you were very close, Drake.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good about this. Something you clean in your house starting with T.
Table.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, yeah.
I had toilets and towels, too. A weird thing to say to someone at their wedding starting with L.
Lick me.
Lick me? Give it to him.
I am.
Give it to him.
I am.
Lick me. Hey, by the way, I just want to say, Carla and Jeff, lick me.
All right. Watch out, Dave. Drake has three.
Yeah,
you have one.
Whatever.
Okay. Something you need to keep groomed on your body, starting with pee.
Pubic area.
I was going to say, no, I can't. Never mind.
Okay.
I was afraid you would call me a gross person, so I had ridiculous options also written. Pinky nail and pot belly. You got to clean those up. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
A popular turtle starting with L.
Larry.
Leonardo.
What did you say?
I said Larry.
That's not a turtle that anyone knows. David gets there it with Leonardo.
There is a turtle out there named Larry.
He's not famous.
Okay.
A smart person starting with E.
Einstein.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
I had it when you said smart person.
Yeah.
An inventor starting with B.
Barry Ford.
No.
He invented the Ford.
Barry Ford. That's not his name. It's Henry. Okay, get it straight. Barry was his cousin who always lived in his shadows.
Poor Barry Ford.
I was thinking of maybe Benjamin Franklin, but you both suck. Okay.
Jeez.
What's the score? Dave has four and Drake has... No, wait. Drake has... I might have this wrong. Drake has four and Dave has three.
I think you have it flip-flopped. I have three.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. It's hard because I have D and DR.
Yeah.
That doesn't work. Okay. A kid's song starting with W.
Wheels on the bus.
Yes, David.
Wow.
Wheels on the bus.
Go round and round, round and round, round and round. The wheels on the mother... Okay.
Whoa,
a type of shoe starting with S.
Saddle shoe.
Yeah, Dave.
I was going to say sneakers.
Nice. Sneaker would have worked. Stiletto would have worked. That's saddle shoe.
I don't know why. Allison used to wear saddle shoes until she was about 8 years old. So that's very close to
my
heart.
It's game point for David.
Okay, here we go. Layup. Let's see if you can get one.
Shut your face.
I'm looking for a good one for you guys.
All right,
I'm just going to do this one. What? A gift you wish you'd receive starting with L.
Lots of money.
What did you say, Drake?
Lamp. And that is very
I'm giving
accurate.
Lamp more than lots Wait. Of money.
Let me defend my answer on that because I have nothing in my house.
Okay, it's a terrible answer, but Dave's word for the L was lots of, and I'm not giving it to him, even though money would have been great.
Drake probably wants a lava lamp in his place
that
anyways.
Is sick.
And that would be a good gift.
Right?
I got that for Christmas one time when I was a kid.
They are kind of cool. My daughter Beth got me one time. I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. I kept that on my desk for years.
You should write Yelp reviews. Cool. I like them. Cool. Yeah. Okay. A shade of green starting with E.
Evergreen.
Sure. Emerald
wow.
looming. Great too. Dave, congrats.
Okay,
good
there
job,
it
Dave.
Is. Hey, layup, how'd that feel?
Okay,
just going down, right. down, down,
Listen.
Down. I'm going what?
Okay.
Oh,
you know what,
song.
Dave? You know, he was saying before how he could like run up and do like an actual layup. I want to see you do an actual layup, Dave. Okay.
Cold ball won't bounce.
Prove what? your little saying.
Go to
over
an
there.
Indoor gym. What do you mean it won't bounce?
Oh, I never
too
thought
cold?
About an indoor gym. Where am I going to find an indoor gym?
Like
I guess
Lifetime
I can go to the
Chan, or something.
I can go to the Chan Community Center.
Yeah, Chan
I
Community
guess.
Center, Lifetime, whatever.
Just
Jenny
walk
can let you in
there, though.
Hey, I just need to prove I can do a quick layup. You guys cool with that?
Yeah, he can't do a layup. I'd love to see him try.
I can do a layup.
No, you can't.
Okay, layup.
Shut up.
I do wonder.
Layup
he has
from Green
weird
Bay.
Skills. Like, he can ride a skateboard, but he also completely
yeah.
fell on his eye socket
ride
one time.
A skateboard.
He
again.
Also can climb a rope in a gym class.
I can climb a rope in a gym class. I can still do a headstand, and I can do a layup.
Yeah, go on a skateboard going, like, 0.5 miles an hour.
Whatever, layup. All right. We're going to play this song because we're going to see whether the boss is listening. And
oh, my
should,
gosh. We're going to be
dropped. We should not. We should not play this song. This is the ultimate in boss check.
Truly.
If he's listening, he'll call and say, get that off my station. But if he's not, we get to rock out to AC/DC on KDWB.
Love it.
A little game of boss check on 101.3 KDWB and the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. We did not get a call from our boss, Rich, so he is apparently at the gym or on the treadmill or listening to another radio station right now, maybe sleeping in. And thanks for all the positive comments on boss check. Darcy says, best boss. She actually says the best effing boss check ever. Another text says, stay back, Rich. Another one says, if your boss calls, just play another song. If he calls in, play another song and make him call again. How about a marathon of boss check? No, you got to kind of know your limits a little bit.
You do.
All right. It's KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Drake was telling us something kind of funny the other day. He said that his old email address was super embarrassing. What was, Drake, what was your old email address?
It was Nuke Droppa 69.
Say it one more time for me.
Nuke Droppa 69.
Okay. Did you even know what 69 meant at that age?
No, I was like probably 12 or 13. So
you heard it somewhere. Yeah. Nuke Droppa 69 is embarrassing. I'm going to go ahead and tell you that 69 was a very common thing to work into an email. I still have somewhere on my AOL gamer 6900 at AOL.com.
Oh my gosh. Nice.
My mom
I wasn't
had
even
a
really
69.
A gamer. Your mom had a 69 too?
Yeah, way later in life where she obviously knew what it was. And I was like, why? Mom, I don't want to like send you emails to
Hot Mama 69.
It was, yeah, basically something like that. God. It was so weird. I never used 69 in mine. Me neither.
I got one earlier this morning. Hold on, I want to find it for a listener who sent this to me. And I'd love to hear yours. What was your embarrassing, dumb email when you first got email? This one says, I was 14. My email was hobag14 at AOL.com.
Oh, my God.
Laura from Houston, thank you for sending that one in. Hobag14 at AOL.com. Not sure. I'm going to guess that was probably 20 years ago, so she's probably a mom herself now. What was yours? If you got one, then send it to us, text it to us at KWB153921. Jenny, you didn't have like Cheese Lover 6900 or anything like that?
No, I did have an AIM name, though. Not an email, but my AIM name was Big Booty Lutie.
Are you serious?
Well, yeah. Lutenberger. And I have had this booty since I was born.
Big Booty Lutie? You're not making that up? That was your AIM? If you don't know what AIM is, it is basically a very early version of chatting, texting. It was AOL. Instant messenger, right?
Yep.
And you would like hear like a door open and your friend would come in and you'd hear like ring, and they'd send you like, hey, Big Booty Lutie, what's going on?
But it was always like someone would start the conversation, so you would go on and like if you could see who was on and you would see if your crush was on.
Yeah.
And a lot of times if your crush came on and they didn't start a conversation with you, you would then put an emo away message like, I'm just going to go like do this now and then like some weird lyrics.
Oh,
did you ever do that, Fallon?
I didn't do a lot of AIM, like instant messenger. My freshman year of college, there was some of it, but I didn't do a lot, honestly.
Man,
so
we lived
not
for
hip
it.
On this.
And we didn't have internet at my mom's house or my dad's for a while. So I would always like go on to my friend's computers whenever I get there and sign on to mine to make sure I could like see if my crush was on and talk to them if I wanted. But that was like the first way of texting almost.
Well,
my
age. I remember
totally
that part.
Yeah, it was the precursor to texting.
We put this up on Facebook last night, and there are some really funny ones. Lola said hers was great for guys. Now it's let me spell it out for you: GR, the number 8, the number 4, GUYZ. It has to be like a really cool spelling, obviously. Mm-hmm. Lots of like ones with band names, so like NSYNC girl, or there's one that's like B Spear 16 USA. Lots of very weird ones like that on here. I don't know.
Listen to this one. I got a text at KDWB1. It says, mine, when I was 13 years old, it just scrolled down the screen here, was liked to be tickled 69 at hotmail.com at 13.
Yeah. This one's also, get ready for this one. She said, both of these were me as a teenager under 18. The first one was Dirty Tease 69, and the second one was Asphyxia Princess.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
And you're a kid.
During
we're talking about dumb emails you had probably when you were a lot younger. Here is one. Rachel says, my AIM was Foxy Redhead 33.
Okay.
My seventh grade boyfriend made my email so I could talk to him on Messenger. It was Ashley_sexybeast.
Yeah, it was. This one's from Ashley, too, but she says she's on Facebook. I loved Blink-182, so my name was Blinker Biatch.
I love it. Here's one. It's a cute one. Lollipop Girl, G-U-R-L. My 45-year-old client at a law firm's email is Big D P-U-S-S Master.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God.
The funny thing is a lot of people go, I realize now that I sent out job resumes, like applications with that email on there. There's a bunch of these.
Oh, no. Jason said his was, he said he lived in a rural town of less than 2,000 people, and his name was Dope Boy Fresh, and it's B-O-I, Dope Boy Fresh. And Laura, oh, God, her AOL screen name was Wild Crazy BJ.
Wow.
What?
These are screen names and email addresses you had a long time ago. I love Matt Damon 69. Jeez. I was 14. I knew what 69 was. I thought I was dope. Because you probably think, oh, not a lot of people know what that means.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull a fast one on him. My AIM name in junior high was Skank Bag.
Skank oh my God.
Bag.
I don't even get how people come up with these. Catalina on Facebook says hers was Fallopian Juice 09.
What? Oh, God. Are you serious? That made my stomach go, yeah. God.
There are some weird ones on here.
I'm reading a text message. It's this randomly. I knew somebody had a password that was D's Nuts 1, and he was a dad that was applying to have an au pair. So when he called to get his login, he had to tell her, okay, here's my login, D's Nuts 1.
I think Jenny gets some pretty funny ones because when she takes down people who win like tickets from us, their information, she has to ask for their email address, mm-hmm. and she gets some pretty funny ones through that, I think.
It's very rare, but they always have to set it up like, listen, I made this like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care what your email is. Just tell me.
Shelby on Facebook says, I don't know who lets a seventh grader have an email, but mine was save.the.hobos100.
Wow.
How would you save the hobos?
I was 8 years old. Then reading a text message says, I was 8 years old and my email was techgenius45@aol.com. I was 8 years old. There are a ton of these. I was 18. I just had a baby. My email was your hot mom. It was still mine when I signed up my kid for kindergarten. Fast forward to just yesterday, signing my son up for driver's ed, and they still had that on file at the school. Your hot mom.
Wow.
Wow. We'll be back in a second. We got some more of these. If you want to text in your dumb AIM, AOL Instant Messenger name, if you're under 30 years old, you're like, what the hell is AOL Instant Messenger? It used to be texting before texting was a thing. And you get on your computer and you would text with your friends or your dumb email address. We'll be back with that and your $1,000 on Pay Your Bills coming up.
While decluttering for the new year, remember to keep a couple things, like the dog and the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB.
What was your dumb, admittedly dumb email name when you were a kid or when you first got AOL or Instant Messenger? Or maybe it wasn't even that long ago. Maybe you were like just a few years ago, and you were like Horny Princess 69.
Horny Princess.
So many people worked the number 69 into.
You gotta.
They did. I knew a guy in high school had a username Liquorbox, LIQUOR, Liquorbox.
I just had a lick one too. Now I'm trying to find it. It was like something like Licky Lick.
Good Lord. I'm looking at text messages, and thanks for all these. I'm going to try to get to as many as I can. My AOL Instant Messenger username was URBED or Mine 69, and I was 14. My name is Ashley, but my Instant Messenger name was Ashcrack 420. That's a big number that falls in there too, along with 69 is 420. I'm a teacher.
Oh no.
I had to email a student's dad. He was firehose69@yahoo.com. I was embarrassed for him.
Firehose69.
Change that. Okay, my daughter, who was 10, wanted to make an email account, and she wanted Unicorn Horny. I had to explain to her she couldn't use the word horny. Talk about a subject I was not prepared to explain. She was just excited to explain the unicorns had horns.
No kidding.
Unicorn Horny. Did you catch that?
I got it, yeah. This one is from Shannon. Hers was Crazy Kitty 90210, because you got to have 90210 at a certain
age. This
would
have been probably 20-ish, 30 years ago.
Yeah, this one was Foxy 911. That's when you know it's an emergency how foxy they are. My goodness. And this one's Yummy Peaches 01 from Courtney.
Yummy Peaches. God.
Yeah, some of these I cannot read. I wouldn't even post them. I'm like,
The shocking thing is everybody admits that they were 13 years old and how sexual and inappropriate it was. But at 13 years old, you're at that age where you know enough, but you don't know that you shouldn't post it. In other words, you think that, well, my mom is never going to get the 69 horny princess reference.
Don't worry. Intern Bree, our old intern, she posted what hers were, where she has puke emojis. The first one is just hot and pink, which is cute. But she also had hot little Irish girl.
Oh, God.
So creepy.
I love the snorting there, Fallon. My husband's was Skull Poker.
Oh, my.
This
graphic.
A text that says, being in retail, people still use these emails, but I can't judge all the time.
No.
Cheer Chicky, Baby Girl 8853. Here's one. promiscuous girl, 14. I was 15.
Oh, scandalous.
But there was a song by Nelly Furtado. Promiscuous girl. Yeah. So we're asking about weird, dumb names that you had when you were on AOL Instant Messenger, if you remember that, or your first email address or
this,
whatever.
This one says, I love Sucky 88. I don't love Sucky. I don't.
I had a friend with number one breast boss because he got first place in state for breaststroke.
Okay.
My email in fifth grade I made to make a MySpace was summerdatgirl@yahoo.com. That's not that bad.
It's not. Mine was lame. It wasn't like gross though. Mine was sunshine because, you know, sunshine was just a cool thing.
Yeah.
Then I had _02, which was the year I graduated, but that was already taken because sunshine was popular. So I do _800 because 8 p.m. is what time Dawson's Creek came on.
Are you serious?
That's what I went with. Yeah. Very cool.
A couple more because these are not ending. Mine was, I was 12 years old. God, this is the worst. Hot and Spicy 69. I was 12 years old. It's one of those things
that's
where
haunting.
You heard your friend or your friend's older sister tell you that something called 69 exists, but you don't quite get it.
Yeah.
And you don't think that anybody else is going to get it either.
My name is
My name is Mona. My username was makemeMona69@AOL.com.
Oh, no. But it's also like a perfect play on words. I can't blame you. She says, I was a 13-year-old white girl, and mine was East Sidas for the number four, life. East Sidas for life.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Thanks for all those. That was a lot of fun. If you missed any of them, it's still on our Facebook page, mm-hmm. The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show Facebook page.
101.3 KDWB and $5.10 want to help you win $1,000.
Just enter this nationwide keyword on our website.
Deposit. That's deposit.
Enter it now at KDWB.com. Okay, go do that. Deposit. Love to get you that cash, but you got to play the game. In order to get the cash, go to KDWB.com and enter the keyword deposit to win. And good luck from KDWB, which, by the way, is on your Alexa and on your phone.
3-4.
One of my favorite things to do is on Instagram when I get a DM from somebody who's like, hey, didn't you want to get some free money? Send me your cash tag app. And then I mess with them. And then today somebody said, hey, I can get you a bunch of fake followers.
Oh, I like that.
And then
yeah.
I said, well, can one of them be my Aunt Clara who lives in Arkansas? And she's been mad at me for a while. And they're like, they think I'm serious.
Yeah.
So I mess with them until they finally give up. And we start talking about how Aunt Clara, why she's mad at me. And
why is she mad at you?
Because I called her dog a name. So you get to see what the name is. And it's all on my Instagram. There's a series of exchanges over DM.
Oh, your Instagram's much more exciting than mine. Mine's lame.
Can I tell you one thing? I know somebody, and this is so weird. They have way more followers than either you or I.
Yeah.
And there's no way they should have that many followers. I'll tell you who off the air. So I looked at the followers, and they're all like VX106443ZY with a blank silhouette for a profile photo. And I'm like, you bought your followers.
You can. There's like a website you can go to and type in people's name, and you can see what percentage of their followers are bots.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and it kind of reveals it.
How embarrassing to find out! None of mine are bots.
I don't know. Some might be bots, but that doesn't mean you bought them.
Okay, bought them.
Because,
yeah.
Like, for instance, at one point, I apparently had a ton of bot followers on Twitter. I can tell you right now, I've never paid for followers in my life. But out of nowhere, one day I was like 10,000 less followers. I was like, what happened?
Yeah.
And then Twitter had cleared house of a lot of bots.
I lost a bunch of them too. I think it's still about 70,000 or so on Twitter and then probably like 40,000 on Instagram. But I was like, it was somebody that you've heard of and maybe you've heard of them too, but I won't want to embarrass them.
Yeah.
But they had way more than they should reasonably have. So I looked through, they had like 100,000 followers. And I'm like, these are fake.
I do the thing where I try to get verified and I get denied all the time because you can like try to get verified in your account and I'll see people that are verified. And I'm like, how'd they get verified? And I just get denied.
On your Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Am I verified? I think I am. No, I'm not verified.
You are on
either.
Twitter.
I am on Twitter though. Okay. Here is the story. A new survey found that 50% of people said they were curious about a vegan diet. However, while lots of people are interested in the vegan diet, there's one thing that's stopping them. They said they worry about the taste. It's just like they don't want to eat bland food and asparagus and broccoli and things all the time. Of those who tried going plant-based, 17% said they didn't stay with it because they thought the food lacked flavor or taste and there weren't enough options.
I think that's because most of us, like people that are cooking, we only know how to make like kind of bland side dishes. But there are many great flavorful ways. Like I think of like a curry, for instance, like a chickpea curry would be delicious over rice, and it would have so much flavor, and that could be vegan. So I feel like there are lots of things you just we just don't know how to make them.
No, totally, I get that. And there's a lot of, I mean, good meat substitutes if you really love the meat.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that I don't. I love meat, but I've had fake meat before.
Yeah.
And we've had fake meatballs before, and they're not that bad. They're really close to the real thing. According to the survey, most people who tried a plant-based diet lasted for how long, Fallon, before they gave up?
2 days.
3 months.
Oh, three months. Way longer than I thought.
They lasted for a while.
Well, we have a different experience. See, when I tried to become like a pesc, I was going to be a pescatarian, and I was for an entire year.
What is that now?
You eat fish. That's like the meat you eat.
So
fish.
You don't eat steak or chicken, just fish.
Yeah, no beef, no chicken. And I did it for a year, but I did it horribly wrong. I ate like all the carbs and things like that. It wasn't like eating a healthy.
So you had a fish sandwich at McDonald's?
No, I don't know that anyone does that.
That'd be the way I'd go. Yeah, I'm a pescatarian. God.
Yeah.
And there I am with my large fries and a Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, I'm sure I did some stuff like that for sure. But I just have never ordered a Filet-O-Fish at McDonald's. That's where you caught me off guard.
Susan got the other day, she got an elliptical. And it's a kick-ass elliptical because she can't run really anymore because her joints are bad and she's got some other things that blood pressure gets to, whatever. So she got an elliptical. And it's one of those, it's kind of like your Peloton where there's like video workouts and like you can stream the video and
that's
watch
cool.
And it's really cool. And I did it last night. Damn, Fallon, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm not an elliptical person, but I am excited because today they have the Encanto ride on Peloton.
So it's from the movie, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be all Encanto music, so I'm going to be on that thing grinding. We don't talk about Bruno, no. And now Olive does the deep voice. She goes, no, no,
does
no.
She really?
Yeah, it's so adorable. Yeah.
Dave Sturt's coming up in a couple of minutes. Janet Jackson says Michael Jackson used to make fun of her all the time. And it's kind of awful, but we'll tell you what that's all about and what he used to make fun of her for.
I love Adele, but I also am diving deep on all the rumors. And now they say she's been on the phone hysterically crying with this person, and they're blaming this person for the reason. Like, they're saying Adele didn't even go to rehearsals because of this person. Like, all kinds of, like, behind-the-scenes shifty stuff now from
quote-unquote
sources.
It's Scooter Braun, isn't it?
No, I'm not going to involve Scooter Braun in this. Okay, how dare you?
Okay, we'll come back with Dave Sturt. Hang out. It's 101.3 KDWB. And don't forget, we're always on your phone. We're on your smart device. We're on iHeartRadio. If you search on iHeartRadio, you can listen on your own time. You can listen at 4 o'clock this afternoon if you want to. Just go search for The Dave Ryan Show or Dave Ryan Show on iHeartRadio. And shout out to Web Girl Tina and Kate in Connecticut, because our slogan is back to now with nearly 7 listeners, which is much more appealing and eye-catching than check out the crazy antics and get your daily intake of Jenny, Dave, Fallon, and Drake.
No, yeah, I didn't involve Drake, actually. Drake wasn't even
involved. He wasn't on there. Yeah, it still said Pat Eberts. Like, okay, go check it out on iHeartRadio anytime you want. I'm going to do that DJ thing where I name a celebrity and then you tell me how old they are today, okay? Ellen DeGeneres.
She is 60 years old.
64 years old. Wayne Gretzky, hockey player, legend. How old is he?
He is 70.
61 years old.
Oh, I apologize, Wayne.
The Octomom's Octublets, how old are they? Remember she had 8 babies? How old are they now?
Having a birthday 10, today. 11.
13 today. And Andrew Ridgely, who was in Wham. He was the part of Wham that nobody remembers. Wake me up
63.
Before you go, go. 59 years old today. Okay. You did fine. You did very well.
Thank you. And, I mean, I honestly, I've been approached by Valley Fair, and they want me to start working a booth where I guess people's weights and their like age. For instance, let's say Jenny walked up.
Yeah.
I would probably guess Jenny's around 43. Is that close?
She's not even close to 43 years old.
What if I make it real sketchy and like I get it like a 12-year difference on either side and I win?
I had a friend who worked at, I don't think it was Valley Fair, it was so long ago, and they had a guess your age thing.
Right.
And so he learned that when somebody brought somebody really old by, it was usually because it was their birthday, and it was usually landmark birthday. So it's like, okay, hey, guess how old grandma is? And he would at first take it seriously. Oh, she's 80 years old. And their faces would drop. their faces would drop because it was her 80th birthday. So he learned, and it almost brings a tear to my eye, that when grandma comes by or grandpa comes by and he's looking at her and go, how old is grandma? Oh, she looks like she's 75 years old. To guess way younger than that.
Yep, yep.
So they could like, so grandpa, grandma would be able to say, oh no, I'm 75.
Cute. Did they ever actually do weight? Because I feel like we've said that.
I don't remember. But they did for sure.
Oh, that would suck.
Let's see. You look like three bills.
I'm not even the one you're supposed to be guessing. God. I'll eat my feelings in form of a corn dog.
Do it. Janet Jackson says Michael used to tease her about, coincidentally, her weight.
Where's Dunk come from?
You really want to know?
Yeah.
From a donkey. Well, see, now see, we're done. Yeah, it's a body shaped like a donkey. I got teased.
A body shaped like a donkey?
Yeah, I got teased a lot as a kid. I got called a lot of names.
Oh, messed up.
Including Dunk?
Dunk, pig, cow, slaughter hog, horse.
Oh, that had to be a lot of laughs. That was very good for you.
Well, laughs for somebody.
Where was this? This is like an old Larry King interview.
Old.
Yeah.
And also, it doesn't make it right, but that's seriously what siblings do. So Michael may sound like a jerk, but honestly, Jake, who is the nicest person ever, he used to call his sister Hannah Fat Boy. And that is such
Hannah
a mean
fat boy.
Yes, he would call her fat boy. And she's like, yeah, that didn't mentally mess with me for life. But he was one or two. He's a few years older than her. She was the annoying little sister. He was a jerk. He was a little jerk brother. But I honestly think it doesn't make it okay. And hopefully you're helping your kids. But, you know, kids just siblings just fight with each other and then they say mean things to each other.
My wife, Susan, was, I guess she was a little bit chubby when she was younger. And so her two older brothers used to call her Fubs, which was part fat and part Chubs. And to this day, I never bring it up, but she'll remember it. And she'd be like, yeah, that really bothered me. I had a sister, Donna, who sucked on her two fingers and it gave her buck teeth.
Yeah.
So we called her Bucky Beaver.
Yeah. No, see, it's mean and funny, but it's true. My mom said that like her grandpa once said that she was pleasantly plump and it stuck with her for life. And she hates that phrase, pleasantly plump. Yeah. But I think a lot of people have that.
We're going to do this in the next couple of days. We're going to ask people, what did you call your sibling to pick on them? Or what did your siblings call you to pick on you?
My dad still calls my Aunt Janae Buzz. And it's not because of Home Alone, because that was a nickname before Home Alone.
After, yeah.
It's because my Aunt Janae always like buzzed her head and he made fun of it. And we'd be like,
Buzz.
And we'd tell her how hideous her hair looked. So he called her Buzz. And he still does to this day.
That is kind of funny. Okay, here's the good news. Paris Hilton can't wait to start a family. What? How old is she now?
We cannot wait. We are so excited for that. And
is she like 42 or 3?
Who?
Paris Hilton.
She's probably got to be 40 at this point because Kim is 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 40 is nothing anymore, honestly.
Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers don't discuss politics. They're a couple, and this is one of the reasons why they stay together because they don't bring up politics.
There were a ton of people tuning in, rooting against us for one reason and one reason only. It's because of my vaccination status and them wanting to see us lose so they could pile on and enjoy and revel in the fact that
I don't think it's the right clip.
You know, my vaccination status was some sort of reason why we haven't had success in the playoffs or whatever it might be. Some sort of correlation.
Yeah, it sounds like something a little bit different. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to break this down because there are a lot of details coming out about Adele, and I have a lot of information. So, okay, the Las Vegas residency, as we know, Weekends with Adele may be postponed, but it's not happening anytime soon. New developments suggest the residency could be delayed through July. There's a Las Vegas Review Journal columnist. He wrote, Adele was unhappy with the multi-million-dollar set. Those pieces were hauled off out of the Coliseum on Monday, which is a clear indication work on the show at the theater has completely stopped. Country singer Keith Urban has filled the void. Weekends in the month of March will now belong to Keith Urban. And speculation continues to swirl why Adele committed professional suicide. That's what they're calling it. Caesar's Palace hired more staff, car dealers, food servers, all anticipating 3 solid months of booming business thanks to Adele's residency. Sources told the New York Post how Adele failed to complete any rehearsals in California. She interrupted rehearsals to, quote unquote, sob and yell on the phone with her boyfriend. The insider claims she's been crying on the phone with her boyfriend, loudly shouting and sobbing. She barely rehearsed because she's constantly in the middle of an emotional shootout. That's speculation.
That's
who
so juicy,
knows
though. That is
juicy.
So juicy, like TMZ kind of stuff.
Yeah, that is very much. It's from the New York Post, so it is very TMZ vibes.
New York Post, in case you don't know. New York Post, there's New York Times, completely
legit.
Credible.
Yeah.
New York Post, made up garbage.
Yes, exactly. So yeah. It's very. I wouldn't even say TMZ. I would say it's the U.S.'s version of the Sun, the Daily Mail and Sun.
Or
kind
if
of
you're
thing.
Old enough to remember this show, like the National Enquirer, right. or like the Daily Star, whatever it's called. It was total garbage, but it makes for a great story that she didn't even rehearse because she was sobbing and yelling at her boyfriend on the phone. Great story.
Nikki Hilton, she is pregnant. So we talked about Paris Hilton wanting to start a family. Nikki Hilton is pregnant also. And Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, it's being made into a live-action film. And Peter Dinklage complained on Monday, saying, "I'm angry about the stereotypes of dwarfism that are still perpetuated." But Disney did write a statement after this and said, "To avoid reinforcing stereotypes from the original 1937 animated film, we're taking a different approach with these seven characters. We have been consulting with members of the dwarfism community." I don't know what that means. I don't know how they're going to approach it. But I would imagine Disney has to be pretty aware of things like that. It is surprising they're doing it in general.
Nobody thought Snow White and Seven Dwarves was offensive, honestly. I don't think, because we've heard of it all of our lives, until we considered it when Peter Dinklage brought it up. And we're like, oh, yeah. I mean, in 2022, that does sound a little bit weird. I think Disney will probably end up scrapping it, the whole thing altogether.
Yeah, we'll
because
see.
I don't think they can get away with it, honestly. It's just like too dicey of a subject.
Yeah.
Rihanna has donated $15 million to 18 Jeez. Charities focused on climate justice in the United States and seven Caribbean nations. She released a statement said, "Climate disasters, which are growing in frequency and intensity, do not impact all equally. Communities of color and island nations face the brunt of climate change. Climate justice movement approaches the environmental issue as political and ethical challenges." And then it kind of goes on to give a little bit more details. But basically, my wife said, "Where did Rihanna get $18 million? And I said, "Well, she's got her makeup line and clothing line."
Fenty and lingerie. She is loaded. She is loaded from music, but she's more loaded from her other brands. Fenty.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We'll be back on KDWB with a throwback threesome. I want to give you a couple little things here. We have a super cool guest on the throwback threesome. Her name is Mary. You're going to love Mary. She's awesome. And in a week, Amy B. Bobby is going to be our guest host on the Throwback Threesome.
Nice.
I talked to her yesterday. Do we have Jenny? Oh, is Jenny not in the studio right
now? She
just
walked out.
Oh, Jenny, bad timing. I wanted to play. She did a promo for it yesterday.
Jenny did the promo for Amy B. Bobby.
Jenny, when she did a promo for Throwback Threesome, and she was so charming.
Wait, did you already do it all?
No, she did a promo for it. So check out Amy B. Bobby trying to do a teaser.
I will be on this week's the Throwback Threesome show. Hey, this is ABB Bobby. I will be on the I'll be on the Throwback Threesome on the Dave Ryan Show this Friday. Yeah.
Nailed it.
No, but the problem is that she's going to record it on Friday. She's not going to be on Friday, but she went through that for so long. I just were like,
that's fine.
You did
fine.
Good. Here is the completed promo.
Hey, this is Amy B. Bobby. I'll be on the Throwback Threesome on the Dave Ryan Show this Friday. Yeah.
And she finally got it. Yeah.
A new song coming out, right?
She does. It drops on Friday, and that's why she wants to be on Friday, but we won't air her Throwback Threesome until next Wednesday. But it's
I hope
cool
it's as catchy as this boy.
We are the only radio station in America that she is talking to, because now everybody wants to talk to her, but she's like, no, KDWB was there first from the beginning. She even said that on when I recorded her yesterday. She's like, you were there. You were like the first.
Yep.
And I'm like, yep. Doesn't do me any good, but I have brought this gem to America. It's on every TikTok.
Is she coming to Star Party or not? That's the question.
Would that be badass if Amy
Star Party would actually be acceptable? Because Jingle Ball is too family friendly for Amy B. Bobby. Because it sounds like you've been saying her name wrong. It's B. Bobby.
Yeah. Well, listen. This is how she said it, and I've been saying it wrong this whole time.
Who I would have too. Yeah.
Hey, this is Amy B. Bobby.
Star Party. Let's get a hold of Rich. Somehow, here's what we can do. There's a Pac-Man machine in the break room.
They moved
nobody,
it.
It's in the, well, in the kitchen. It's in the break room.
Oh, it's the kitchen now?
So we can sell that because nobody plays it. We can use that. Yes, this is what we've been reduced to, selling used video games to get airfare for promotions. And then I can bring AB Bobby. What?
No, use Drake Sugar Daddy. That's all we got to do. Yeah. Drake, you got to send some undershots and you'll get more money for us to get AB Bobby here.
Honestly, he might pay more for you, Dave.
Oh, yeah, is he like a zaddy?
Maybe. I don't know.
I've done worse.
You want to go into detail?
Yep. We'll do that next. No, we got the Throwback Threesome coming up next on KDWB with Mary on the Dave Ryan Show. Fallon, ease your dumb criminal stories. What do you got, Fallon Bonsett?
Okay. So cops in Florida got a call on Saturday afternoon about a 30-year-old named Eric who was, quote, visibly intoxicated of on an unknown substance. While they were talking to him, they noticed his pockets were filled with something because they were bulging out. So they were like, do you have any weapons on you? And he was like, no, but I do have a bag of syringes. But he's like, these are not for drugs. So, like, I do have syringes, but these are not for drugs. Mm-hmm. What are they for?
What are they for, yeah.
They were for fishing.
Fishing, then.
He said he used them for fishing, but did not elaborate. And he didn't have any other fishing equipment with him. He did have a cigarette pack with him. And it did have a little bag of fentanyl inside. Mm, fentanyl, so they're like, oh, okay, this goes hand in hand. No fishing pole, XYZ, carry the two. Yeah, they arrested him for possession. He's been arrested in the past for grand theft, drunk driving, driving without a license, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He is due in court next month. There are your felonies, and they're brought to you by Ovo, LASIK, and Lens.
Coming up on Dave's Dirt, we got some showbiz celebrity stuff. Sure, yeah, there's a big artist that won't be on Spotify anymore.
Oh, no.
And I was kind of surprised when I brought this artist up that Fallon actually knows and loves this some of this artist's music. Mm-hmm. But they're like, I'm not going to be on Spotify anymore, and you got to hear the reason why. And also an Amazon driver dropping off a package, and then something goes really wrong because he encounters a I'll tell you about that. Coming up on Dave's Dirt in a moment.
I do have the details on everything going on with Adele. And then why Kanye claims he went and got a 20-year-old computer from someone in the middle of the night. The contents are the sketchy part.
All right, coming up next on KDWB.
Dave's Dirt on KDWB.
And in the dirt, there's an artist named Neil Young. And Neil Young was big back in the 70s. And he did some stuff with, I don't know, the Eagles. I don't remember. But he was big back in the day. And he's still around. He's still touring. He's still making albums, things like that. And he's still on Spotify. So he said, I am not going to be on the same platform that Joe Rogan is on. Oh. Because Joe Rogan is spreading all kinds of lies about the vaccine and the pandemic. And it's true. Because I guess in April of 2021, top White House officials rebuked Joe Rogan after he advised his younger listeners against getting the vaccine. And then last September, he tested positive for COVID. In an Instagram post, he said that he received ivermectin, the drug primarily used as a veterinary deworming agent. And then the Food and Drug Administration said COVID-19 patients should not take it. And it is ineffective. And then last August, he claimed that the vaccines are, quote, gene therapy. And so now Neil Young is like, I am not going to be on this same platform, mm-hmm. Spotify, so they can have me or him. So people go back and forth, and we're not going to get into what you think, because that's not the funny part. Here's the funny part. The Daily Show tweets, Neil Young is really going to regret this. When his monthly Spotify check for $1.37 stops coming in, which I thought was kind of funny.
Neil Young had a banger. It's like the song I walked down the aisle to when I married Jacob Gottler.
Yeah, I had it sitting around here somewhere. I'm not sure if I still do or not.
It's just called Harvest Moon if you want to look it up.
Yeah,
it's a great one.
It's going to take a little longer than I care to spend time on. And then there was another story, but I've lost it for now. Oh, okay, I know what it is. So Amazon driver doing their delivery, doing their thing. And there's a freaking bear in somebody's front yard. There's a bear in somebody's front yard, a big bear, not a grizzly bear, but a big bear.
I wouldn't deliver. I'd throw it out the window like a paper boy route.
Apparently, they were already on the porch and the bear came out of nowhere.
Oh,
I'm not really sure.
A sneak attack. Something what a like shady that. Move from that bear.
The driver spread his arms out to look big.
Yeah, he did.
And apparently it works because then the bear ran away. He didn't even know the bear was there until somebody started shouting at him through the Ring doorbell. And yes, he did deliver the package. That is a dedicated Amazon delivery driver.
What was he delivering? A pot of honey?
You're pretty proud of that one?
I didn't have anything better, and I needed something.
Yeah, I know. This is Jimmy Fallon reading the pros and cons of Biden's first year in office. And here, hold on one second. Here it is.
Pro, over 200 million Americans were vaccinated. Con, they were all in front of you in line at CVS. Let's try the self-check. Pro, his swearing-in ceremony was a year ago. Con, his swearing-at ceremony was yesterday. Pro, hospital deaths caused by Omicron are plummeting. Con, TV deaths caused by Peloton are skyrocketing. This guy died on... going on. Pro, he got Tom Hanks to do a Pro America PSA. Con, he got Wilson the volleyball to run the CDC.
Hey.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Why would you do that?
Pro, he went after the insurance companies. Con, he called Geico Gecko a stupid son of a...
All right, one more.
Pro, Biden turned 79. Con, which explains why his approval rating has fallen and it can't get up.
This is a viral video going around. It is a terrific advice from a woman who is tells you how to get a refund from Costco. Here she is.
Hi, I just bought that TV recently, and it's $400 off now. Nothing I can do. Sorry. She has no idea into this hack. Watch this. Actually, I've read your terms, and I know you have a price adjustment policy. When did you buy the TV? 3 weeks ago, so it falls within the 30-day price adjustment period. Fine. We'll give you back the $400 difference.
Okay, that sounds good, but it sounds like you got to do a lot of homework. So if you buy a TV from Costco or a microwave oven or anything, and then you got to watch to see whether it goes on sale within 30 days, and if it does, they'll give you the lower price.
That's okay. It's not terrible.
It's a lot of work, though. You got to watch what the Costco website to see whether things go on sale.
If you shop at Costco, you might see it, I guess. I don't know, but she has a ton of hacks on her page, like for Amazon, all kinds of other places. I put her like videos and links up at DaveRyanShow.com so you can check them out.
Okay. This is a deputy with an OnlyFans page forced to retire with a $30,000 settlement. So they got an OnlyFans page, and they're like, you got to retire. They're a deputy. They say this is not a good look. And here's the story.
I was doing it off duty, and it was never anything criminal. This doesn't even affect the person that reported it. It doesn't affect my work. It doesn't affect my employees. It doesn't affect the community. I think some people view what I did for fun as being a sex worker, but I'm still the same person I was for the 18 months the page existed and nobody knew.
I wonder if in like 20 years we'll look back at people who got fired for doing like sex work on the side as like totally like, I can't believe we ever judged that. You know what I mean?
Right. And also, we don't even know what she did. I mean, she could have just been showing pictures of her in lingerie, not doing anything. Yeah. Remember we had that woman on? She was like a nurse and she had to like quit and move because she and her husband had like an OnlyFans page and she was making so much more money. But then someone found out at the hospital and they were talking about her and causing issues. And so she ended up having to move because she made way more money doing that than she was a nurse. But she also wanted to keep her career.
Yeah. And she said that it didn't affect her nursing career at all. But no. She said it was all jealousy and other gossip and backstabbing there, yeah, from the other nurses down at the hospital.
Adele's Vegas residency is definitely not happening anytime soon. They said the earliest it could happen would be maybe July. There's a columnist that said that she was unhappy with the multi-million-dollar set. Those pieces were hauled out of the Coliseum on Monday, which is a pretty clear indication that the show... like, I guess the progress on the theater has completely stopped. They filled her void.
Sounds like it. If they're taking the set pieces out.
I know. They filled her void with Keith Urban in the meantime. Speculations continue why she would do this. Because the thing is that if you think about it, that casino, Caesar's Palace, they hired more staff, more card dealers, more food service, everything, expecting a huge boom with Adele being there. So that sucks for them, too. Sources told the New York Post, now again, New York Post, sketchy tabloid.
This is where the story gets good and juicy.
That she interrupted rehearsals to sob and yell on the phone with her boyfriend. The insider claims Adele's been crying on the phone with her boyfriend, loudly shouting and sobbing. She barely rehearsed because she's constantly in the middle of an emotional shootout.
Which is funny.
Ridiculous,
but
probably.
Also ridiculous. Yeah. And it's the New York Post, so.
Right.
Consider the source.
This one has come from TMZ. So this one's about Kanye West. They say that Kanye told Hollywood Unlocked that he did his estranged wife a favor by getting a computer back. He said, I went and got the laptop from Ray J myself that night, the night she was hosting SNL is what he says. I met this man at the airport, then got on a red eye, came back, delivered it to her at 8 a.m. in the morning. He said she cried happy tears when she saw it, though it was speculated that it might have a second sex tape. rep for Kim tells TMZ that after review, there was nothing sexual unseen, only footage on the plane on the way to Mexico and footage at a club and restaurant on that same trip. So they do believe there isn't a second tape. But okay, this is 20 years later.
But wouldn't you also think, okay, if Ray J had a sex tape on the computer from 20 years ago,
yeah,
why wouldn't he keep a copy? Not saying that he should, but if you have something on your computer and somebody wants it, somebody shady like Ray J is going to make a copy and put it on a thumb drive and then give you the computer and say, oh, there you go.
Well, and why wouldn't Ray J have already released it? He needed a little publicity here and there the past 20 years.
Good
that
point.
Was more likely to be the situation. That's weird.
All right. I got to tell you something that's really cool. And you have a really good chance of winning this wedding. It's a pop-up wedding. Basically, if you want to get married, I know a lot of people who ask me to marry them because I can do weddings and things like that. And they say, I want to save money. We're doing it in the cheap. We're doing the backyard. Yeah. I did a wedding in a friend's backyard and a wedding in a friend's living room this year because they didn't want to have a big, expensive wedding.
Yeah.
Because weddings can be expensive.
Truly.
Well, here's one that's an expensive wedding for free from popupweddingsmn.com. It's a pop-up. Well, what's a pop-up wedding? Well, they take care of everything for you. It's all included. You basically show up with your partner and a ring your license, and they take care of everything. The venue, the decor, the officiant, your flowers, the champagne toast, photos, video, because you got to have that, music and accommodations for 30 of your friends and family, and a wedding planner with a ton of experience, too. So how do you win this wedding? All you got to do is go to kdwb.com. And submit, you just upload a 60-second video shot on your phone of you and your partner talking about how you met. And there's some cute stories, and there's some funny stories, and there's some stories about, she didn't like me at all when we first met, or I thought he was a total idiot when we first met, and then we fell in love, or whatever your story is. Everybody's got a fun story about how they met. Don't miss out on this one, because you can get married for free on popupweddingsmn.com.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some really cute stories. I did think it was funny, so I watched it's interesting always to watch how people interact with their partner. So I watched the video of Jenny with Andrew, me with Jake, and you with Susan earlier, and we all interact with our partners differently. It was like, I don't know, it's always so, it doesn't say anything, it doesn't tell me anything, but it's just fun to watch how people interact with their partners differently.
You know, it is funny, because I would like to see yours. I haven't watched yours.
Yeah.
But Susan and I have told the story, I mean, a million times over the years. Uh-huh. And, but I don't really know. Your story was you met him on Tinder, and you then met at Star Party, right?
Yeah, but Jenny's video is interesting in the beginning, because she tells the whole first part of the story, and Andrew just stares at her. He looks a little like a very handsome serial killer.
He's not very comfortable doing videos, even though he does do it for his own social media. But when I put him on the spot,
I'm surprised he's great at like his TikTok and
stuff.
Yeah,
and he does good at that. But he just doesn't feel very comfortable when it feels like it's like a rehearsed story he needs to tell. He kind of just is like, you just tell it.
Yeah.
So that's why I kind of just took the lead on ours. I didn't mean to tell the whole story, but also I don't know that he remembers it.
He doesn't remember?
Story, yeah. Because we met at Bubba Gump's.
He worked there together with you, right?
Yes, but we met on the day that he failed his training. And I was like, who is this idiot who failed his training? Like, they sent him home before the shift even started because you had to take, like, a quiz to know certain food items each day of your training.
Yeah.
And he didn't know it. He didn't study.
That's funny.
But they both claimed the other one friend-zoned the other one. Like, they weren't into each other, allegedly. But
yeah. He always says that I was the one who wanted him, but he didn't feel that way. And I was like, are you kidding me? You literally wanted to hang out all the time. And finally, one night, a group of us went out, like a Bubba Gump's crew went out, and then we started hanging out.
Yep.
Well, let's hear your story. So let me hear your story. Maybe you don't agree on your story, and that's kind of funny in itself. A 60-second video, and no longer than that, because we got to go through a lot of these. So go online to win the pop-up wedding worth nearly $18,000. On KDWB.com. That deadline is Friday, like 5 o'clock Friday. So you got plenty of time when your partner and you get together later today. Make the video, upload it, and good luck from KDWB. Tomorrow is Thursday already. Thursday already with $1,000 nearly every hour.
Yeah.
And War of the Roses, brand new episode tomorrow at 7:35. And also again at about 9:05, in case you can't catch the early version. It's the same one. It's a War of the Roses tomorrow on KDWB.